This is SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Here's Nick Bailey.
World Cup is underway. Some great games already. Only a few blowouts. Unfortunately, the first game was a blowout between Russia and Saudi Arabia. But the games have been very close, including today's game with Harry Kane scoring in the 91st minute for England in order for them to get the win. And Mexico also beating Germany 1-0. We'll start there with my next guest, Victor Oriza of the Soccer Matters Show. If you're in the Houston area, make sure you tune in Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. Central on ESPN 97.5. Also, you can listen to the podcast on the Apple Podcast Store, Google Play Music, Audio Boom, the whole bit. So, Victor, I appreciate you joining me tonight. And just can you give a little context to the listeners about how big that Mexico win over Germany was?
Yeah, thanks, Nick, for the invitation. And, Absolutely. Yeah, it's a big result. I think, they're calling it, at least in Mexico and around all the Mexican media, the biggest or the most historic result in Mexican World Cup history because of the opponent more than anything, because it's defending World Cup champs, because it's one of the bookie favorites, right, to win this World Cup, especially, because of last year in the Confederations Cup, they got beat by Germany 4-1, a younger Germany. And in this case, they had the A team, not the B team, as was called in that case. But Mexico came out with all their guns firing. They came out with their best player and Irving Lozano scoring the goal, and they punched Germany in the mouth, which not many people expected. And the biggest thing, I think this stat is telling, because this World Cup is in Europe, it's taking place in Russia. Every European team in this World Cup so far is undefeated except for one, and that's the defending champion, is Germany.
Wow, that is actually a crazy stat. Have you changed your opinion on Germany based on that result, or do you think Mexico just played out of their mind?
I think Mexico, played out of their mind. I think everybody sort of expects Germany will take itself back up and, go forth and still be one of the favorites in the tournament. I don't think that changes anything, but it does kind of show that maybe Germany is not having that same edge that they had when, they were going to be World Cup champions, 4 years ago? Because they were kind of overconfident. They came into that game thinking, Mexico was going to lay down, or because they were Germany, they were going to win. And, I think another factor, too, that doesn't get talked about as much, the Mexican fans, they outnumbered despite the fact that Germany's, closer to Russia and, they fly overseas, it was a very pro-Mexican crowd. It almost felt like Mexico was at home in that stadium. And I think, all these factors together kind of took Germany out of their element. But I think, everybody kind of feels confident Germany's going to pick itself back up. But more than anything, I think it shows that Mexico believes in itself. It's now more than ever. And it's going to be interesting because of the win, they'll be able to win the group, in the next two games and to see how far they can go in this tournament.
Joined on the phone by Victor Oriza of the Soccer Matters Show on ESPN 97.5. Of course, you can check out the podcast on anywhere you really get podcasts, Apple, Google Play, Audio Boom, the whole bit. So let's look at some of the results from today. Earlier today, you had England, who everyone is saying this is a different England, and they struggle with Tanzania. Is the result there surprise you? Because they needed a header from Harry Kane at the last second in stoppage time to get the win. I've been told, people were telling me, this is a different England. I feel like we hear like that every year. Do you think it really is a different England?
Yeah, it's a much younger England, too, and especially what they did in the under-20 World Cup. With the younger squad, obviously Gary Southgate had, some of the younger squads. He was the manager there, so he kind of got moved up to the senior team. And I guess more than anything, because England's one of those countries, just like Mexico, we're at home, the press is they're so heavily criticized by the press, right? When they do good, it's because this or that, they don't maybe get the full credit they deserve. When they don't do as good, they're ripped apart, right? It's almost like New York media or Philly, right, here in the United States. It's that type of scrutiny. So this younger team, they don't have a star like Wayne Rooney in the past, or a proven star in that sense. Harry Kane is coming in. He's got to be the leader, but a lot of people forget he's still, around 24 years old. I think the manner in which it happened is a little bit surprising, right? I mean, England was kind of expected to beat Tunisia, but the fact that they won, they were sort of saved the result. I think the biggest thing is that they breathe that sigh of relief. They feel a little more confident going forward. And more than anything, they don't have to have that pressure of that media. Going forward against, Belgium, they're not expected to beat Belgium, maybe, because, Belgium's a little bit more talented. I think people will understand that, feel that way. But it certainly has to make them feel better. And because think about this, if they were tied 1-1, I mean, all pressure be at them. They extend the winless streak, which is the biggest thing, too. England didn't win in the 2014 World Cup in Brazil, right? So today was the first win since South Africa 2010. So you can imagine all that building up to the next game. Now they got rid of that. Now they can go forward and kind of take on the world.
Talking to Victor Ariza of the Soccer Matters podcast, and the new odds for the top goal scorer in the World Cup have been released. It's Ronaldo at the top, Harry Kane, Diego Costa, Antoine Griezmann, Neymar, a bunch of the usual suspects. Do you have a surprise pick that might be able to slide in there and grab that top goal scorer title?
Depending on what Mexico does, right? Maybe you might include Lozano in there. He's sort of a younger player that maybe people wouldn't think about as much. But I think, the usual suspects, hey, why not Messi? I mean, I don't know what the odds are on him and if they've gone down
plus
because
2000.
Of that missed penalty.
Crazy.
But what's that?
It's plus 2,000, his odds right now.
Hey, you know what? That's very good value because Messi is just like Ronaldo, can have one of those games where he scores a hat trick and then boom, he takes off and running. So I would say, if you want a surprise like that, I'd say, Messi's still one of the prime guys, just because of one game doesn't change anything, and people maybe don't want to give Iceland as much credit as maybe they deserve. But I think Messi could be one of those surprises. Mohamed Salah is joining the party late, right, with Egypt. He didn't play the first game because he's still recovering from an injury in the Champions League final. But these are two guys that tore it up in Europe. I think not looking at those guys would kind of be disrespectful.
Landon Donovan got a lot of flack for saying Mexico is my other team and his little bit with Wells Fargo, and he's had to tweet out a bunch of apologies. But besides that, he has no U.S. soccer to root for because they're not in the World Cup. In your opinion, what's wrong with U.S. soccer? We're so damn good at everything except soccer.
Overconfidence, that was the biggest thing that held them back from this World Cup because they're still good enough to win their region. Or at least get one of the three spots in their region, and instead, Panama is going to their first World Cup in their place, and Honduras, they're not at the World Cup, but they were in the playoff against Australia, and it all came down to that final day when they lost in Trinidad because, they overestimated a Trinidad B team, and that's what left them out. So I think just arrogance is the biggest thing that's holding the U.S. back, and now you kind of humbled a little bit, right? Now you have to redo everything. You're giving youth a chance, younger players that maybe they wouldn't have had a chance before. Because honestly, if the U.S. was in this World Cup, these guys, you still have the Dempseys, the Michael Bradleys, the Altidores, the senior national team. And I think the days are over for those guys. Now you have this young core group of players. And the biggest news that came last week, the United States and the United bid will get to host the 2026 World Cup alongside with Canada and Mexico. And that, I think, is going to help the development of those younger players because it almost puts that the U.S. in an eight-year plan, right, towards not the next World Cup. Well, the next World Cup, they're focused on that, but the one after that, they're going to go there with Pulisic in his prime and in his best days, Tim Weah, some of these other younger guys. And why not? If you're ever going to win the World Cup, why not do it on your home soil? A lot of the teams, like England and France, for example, their only World Cup has come when they've hosted it. Sweden, when they hosted it, got to the final. Argentina, Uruguay, two other teams that won on their home soil. So, and Mexico, too, I guess, if you want to include them in that case, because they're co-hosting the thing as well.
In your opinion, who's going to be the next coach? And is it going to be Landon Donovan? Because that would be great.
No, I don't think it's Landon. It's tough to say because so much revolves around what happens in this World Cup, right? Like who gets fired, what coach is available. So it's still honestly a wait and see. There's been rumors that Juan Carlos Osorio could was one of the favorites, right, to get the job. He's the coach of Mexico, and you know, considering what happened with Mexico just yesterday, winning Germany, I think you kind of wonder if he's going to be able to stay with Mexico, right? Because Mexico had already offered him an extension. He said, let me hold off. Let's get to the World Cup first. So that's one of the candidates. I don't know if they go with somebody foreign, somebody from the European League that, you know, maybe is looking for a new job, somebody inside the country, maybe like an MLS coach, and you maybe want the MLS season to finish first, but it's really hard to put a name on it. I'd say, you know, it's all wait and see at this point.
Well, I'm talking to Victor Ariza. You can listen to his podcast or his show live if you are in Houston, ESPN 97.5. It's called Soccer Matters. And if you're not in the area and you want to listen to the podcast, you can listen to it wherever podcasts are. I appreciate it, Victor. And before I let you go, got to get your prediction. Who do you think is going to win the entire thing?
People might call me crazy, but I think I'm still going with my original pick. I'm going with Argentina. Because I think you have the best player in the world, at least who many consider the best player in the world. I know there's some Ronaldo fans out there as well. But I think, you know, at some point, you know, he's going to show up. And he's going to show why he's a five-time, you know, player of the world. Argentina, you know, maybe this game against Iceland was sort of a wake-up call. You know, defensively, they're not that good. But if they get it together, and especially with who they have up top, not just Messi, but Aguero, who plays at Manchester City, right, Paulo Dybala, who plays at Juventus, I think, you know, these guys are loaded, and it's all on them to either win it or lose it.
All right, Victor, I know you're doing a lot of work with the World Cup. Where can people read your stuff?
We got some stuff over on sportsmap.com. It's a local site down here in Houston where you can read a lot of I got a World Cup recap. I know it's kind of a mouthful. A recap on the World Cup each and every day. So there's one from today, that we want for tomorrow, and so on and so forth. Recapping the games and a little bit of analysis on you know, what it means for the teams involved.
Appreciate it, Victor. Enjoy the rest of the Cup, man.
No, thank you, Nick.
There we go. That is Victor Ariza. Follow him on Twitter, @VictorAriza.